This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want to read to you from the 27th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 24 through verse 26. So when Pilate saw that he prevailed nothing, but rather that a tumult was arising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man, see ye to it. And all the people answered and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he unto them Barabbas, but Jesus he scourged and delivered to be crucified. This account shows us the culminating act in the failure of Pilate. Let's study today this man who was such a great failure with a viewpoint of learning what great lessons we can from him. The Bible teaches us to learn from men who lived before us. For instance, in the case of Abel, we're told in Hebrews 11 that he being dead yet speaketh. You remember now that this was the last phase of the trial of Jesus, who had undergone the religious trial, 3 phases there, and then the civil trial before the civil government, the government of Rome. And now we're in the 3rd phase of that civil trial. Let's look first of all at Pilate's great failure in his efforts to be neutral. The Jews had asked that Jesus be crucified, and Pilate asked, What accusation do you make against him? The Jews replied, If he weren't a sinner, we wouldn't have brought him to you. And so Pilate then said, You take him and judge him according to your law. You see, he's trying to get rid of him. He's trying to get Jesus off of his hands. But the Jews will have none of that. They cry out, He claims to be a king. And so Pilate has to investigate this charge of sedition. And so he asked Jesus, Are you a king? And Jesus says, Yes, I'm king of truth. I'm not king of the world. I'm not a king who's a rival to Caesar. Pilate replies to that by saying, What is truth? No doubt indicating this man is nothing but an idle visionary dreamer talking about truth, and who knows anything about that. Pilate then goes back to the Jews and says, I find no fault in him. So you see, he is now, as the judge in this case, has made his decision and should have set Jesus free. But not so. The Jews cry out, He stirs up the people beginning from Galilee. And then Pilate hits on another way he might get rid of Jesus, of not having to make the decision himself. Since he learns that Jesus is from Galilee, and knowing that Herod, who was the tetrarch of that area, was in the city, he sends him to Herod. And Herod and the soldiers mock Jesus, and Herod soon tires of him and sends him back to Pilate. And so Pilate once more has Jesus on his hands. There's something he has to do with him. And so he hits on another plan of trying to be neutral, and that is to let them choose him as the prisoner who was to be released each year. And so he gives them the choice only between Barabbas, a man who was an insurrectionist and a murderer, and Jesus. Which one will you choose, he asked, thinking surely they would not choose a murderer over Jesus. But he little reckoned with whom he was dealing. And so they cry out, Release unto us Barabbas. And Pilate asked, But what about Jesus? And the Jews cry out, Crucify him. And so you see, Pilate's efforts to be neutral have failed. He next tries compromise, that is, to do something for both sides. He scourges Jesus, brings him out as a beaten figure, and cries, Behold the man, that is, behold the mere man. He's nothing but a man. See how I've beaten him. But the Jews won't listen. They cry out, Crucify him. But Pilate cries out, Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no fault in him. But the Jews cry, He ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. So Pilate, upon the basis of this charge, investigates. And he asks Jesus, Whence art thou? And Christ refuses to answer. And Pilate says, Don't you know that I have power to release you? Or I have power to keep you in prison? And Jesus replied, You'd have no power at all except it be given you from above. Upon this, Pilate determines to release Jesus. But the Jews have another ace up their sleeve, as it were, and they cry out, If you do, you're not Caesar's friend. And so then Pilate washes his hands and says, I am free of the blood of this innocent man. And the Jews cry out, His blood be on us and on our children. And with that, Pilate completely surrenders, because, you see, he's got to be a friend of the world. I wonder how many in our audience today are trying to be neutral, will not be either openly for Jesus or against him. How many others are trying to compromise, saying they're religious but not really following the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the effort to be neutral, to compromise, will almost inevitably lead to complete surrender, to turn one's life over to Satan and thus be lost forever.